Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, my friends. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. My brothers and sisters in Christ, my friends in faith, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the station and hearing something awesome. Our station, well, I'm not the one that's awesome. Jesus is the one that's awesome. Praise God. But I do put my work into this, and I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. What we're going to talk about, we'll talk about in a few minutes, but let me just give you our address. It's Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We're going to open up the phone lines as well, 281-973-2134. 281-973-2134. I need to first turn on the system, but I'll do that right now. And we are excited. I'm excited because there's a couple of things we're going to announce today. We're not fully there yet, but we're going to announce kind of a little quick peek on what we're planning to do in the next couple of weeks with the station. And it's going to be exciting. It's going to be powerful because we believe that we're going to reach a bigger audience. Amen. I am grateful that you're here. I am grateful that you tune in. I am grateful that you make Rev Media Network a place where you receive the Word of God and where God is touching your lives through the counseling channel, the prayer channel, the music channel, and especially since my baby, the talk radio channel. Now, all of these are my babies, honestly, all the channels. But one thing is this one started it all, the talk radio. So it's a little dearer to my heart than all the others. And I'm excited to announce with the new partnerships that we have out there. We're going to give you the details later, but imagine being able to tune in anywhere you're at with a phone, with a cell phone, and hear the station, the live stream, within seconds of just downloading an app. That's where we're heading, my friends. We're also heading to virtual, the station will run virtually through the servers and stuff. We no longer need the PCs. That's a big plus because every time I put a channel up, it costs me a few hundred dollars to put together stuff because we need a whole new PC to build the stuff. I'm going to tell you something. And it's something that I read in this book. And the book is called Power to Heal by Joan Hunter. And I was reading it this weekend, and it really touched something in my heart. And this book is good for people that need to be encouraged to understand that God has done something for them, that they are no weapon formed against them can prosper, that they are the heritage of Jesus Christ, that they are a big believing body of Christ praying for them. And this book is good for that, to let you understand you gotta get going. I've been reading it and flipping the pages, and almost every page it says you can do something. You gotta do something. Go and do something for things. There's something that really, really touch my heart. And before we get into it, I'm going to just tell you this. Everything that has been done in the station, everything that's been done in the production company, the production ministry, I should say, everything that's been done has been done because I just believed. And I want to encourage you that you need to just believe that God is going to use you. Believe that He's called you. Believe that He's told you to be here. And that He's going to use you specifically. There's a couple of things in this book we're going to talk about today on Power to Heal with Joan Hunter. In fact, I'm going to play her 15-minute interview at the end of the show. Well, towards the end of the show, I'm going to play the interview of us talking and stuff. And at the ICRS, I had the pleasure of meeting her once again. And I'll be meeting her this next couple of weeks in Tennessee at the NRB convention. Probably be doing a quick interview with her as well. And we're going to see something amazing come out of that as well. But I tell you this, guys, you got to believe what God is doing. I've settled myself that this year, 2013, I was telling my kids this and telling my wife this. And really, whenever you're telling someone something, you're basically telling yourself. You're basically telling yourself something. And you got to trust that you're talking to yourself and God is using while you're talking. Have you ever felt like that? When you're talking to someone else and you're telling them about, oh, I'm going through this and that, and you start telling them answers, but you're talking to yourself. You're talking to what you need to be doing and what you need to be getting done, and you're talking to yourself with that. Okay, I think the sound sounds better now. I was not getting in there at all. So anyway, hopefully you heard that, and we're gonna bring down my mic just a sec. for some reason, that thing was all the way off. Oh, I know why. We used it the other day for something else. Anyway, we are broadcasting live here at the station, and we are trying to go through a whole bunch of changes that we're going to have to do to make this production thing work. I got one more test with the system, and when I get this system tested, we're gonna find out exactly how well this all works together. But I'm pleased with the system that we're working with. We're going to be on Shoutcast, okay? I'm releasing that out to you right now. And we're going to be on Shoutcast. We're changing our servers for the live portion of it. We're still going to do the on-demand and the live events through the same way that we normally do it. But we need to go to a bigger system. We need to go to a bigger format because God has bigger things. And you got to keep moving forward. You don't look back. I remember a story from Lakewood Church when Pastor John Osteen passed away and his son Joe took over. There was a time where he just stopped doing everything. He stopped going over there and doing all the TV things were shut down for a day or two. And he just decided we can't afford, we got to survive. We got to make this thing thrive up. This is not a time to keep these things running. And his beautiful wife came to him and told him this. He said, "Well, my pastor told me we go forward. My pastor told me we don't look back and we start downsizing or downgrading. We need to keep moving forward and upgrading and something like that." And it encouraged him to look and say, "You know, I know that God wants me to go forward." My friends, God wants you to go forward in the things that you do for him. He wants you to go forward. So when you're looking at life and you're seeing it bringing you down and you don't know, well, maybe I should retreat or take cover and hide and wait for this to pass. Sometimes, my friends, and I'm going to say that you weigh the situation because you just have to see what fight you got to fight in faith. And one fight you just got to hold on to and trust that God has the things happening and you put your prayer on it and you trust God that you're going to get through it. But there's times when you stand up and you take the land. Praise God. There's times that you stand up and you possess what God has given you. The reason I'm telling you this is you have to grow. There's always change. In business, there's change. In ministry, there's change. And we are not leaving the radio broadcast, but we are adding to it. And we are going to be doing greater things in the next few months, we'll make the transition. I'm thinking it's going to take me less than 2 weeks to get the transition done because I tell you how I work. I get a hold of something, and I start working on it, and I start messing with it. And then all of a sudden, I am up till 2 o'clock in the morning. Still getting up at the time I have to get up in the morning and still working on the thing, and I don't let it go. This last week, I'm supposed to be doing some publishing stuff, and forgive me, pastors, that I haven't gotten your books done, but I just got this idea, and I start searching it out, and I don't remember how I got this idea. Oh, I think so. I was trying to list our station on some sites, and then I was told that our station wasn't formatted right, that, yeah, we broadcast, we go online, we minister to people, but it wasn't formatted where it needed to be. And I could have just looked at it and said, "Oh, well, I just don't need to list it." But something in me did not let it go. My friend tells me this. God has two names. God and something has two other names. Something and someone. Something told me and someone said. So, or something like that. Either way, that you have to look at what God is telling you to do. You have to trust God that he's talking to you. I have no problem hearing God. And sometimes I have to see, but I have to weigh it, though, that sometimes is it me or is it God? Because I just want to get things going for him so bad. I was told one time at a pastor's convention or pastor's meeting or luncheon that we had or some event, one of the pastors said, "Look, David, I want to support you in all you do, but you're like chomping at the bits." I think I scared him. He goes, "You're chomping at the bits. You're ready to go. You're ready to just go. You're charged. And you can't do that. You got to wait till God tells you when to go." And I take that advice to some point. And you know, I just said, "Praise God." You know, it doesn't matter what I think on those things. I just trust God that he's leading me, and I do appreciate all the things that God shows me through people. Praise God, I do. But one thing I do know, my friends, And that is this, that the new change, the new things that we're doing, the very new things that we're doing are going to change a lot of things for the station. We're going to be able to be on devices. The radio station. Now, the TV station is already, but the radio station will be able to be listened through iPhone, through iPads, through all the technology. It's got HTML5, and I'm probably confusing y'all, and you probably don't need to hear all this, but basically, we're going to be better. Now, I could have been content. The cost that we have everything running, and I've been honest with you that there's not much support coming in. But I tell you what, God is awesome. Even this last 2 months, I have let go of some support to continually focus on my ministry that God has given me exclusively, and to focus on the things that God has told me, and to give me more rest. And I said, okay, this has helped and take care of me for a year or 2 years, but I don't want to be dependent on it. And God led me to stop doing this and stop. I was an associate pastor at our church, and God led me not to do it anymore. And it was a decision, because there was finances involved as well. And I said, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to go forward. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to believe that you've called me, that you've made me. Lord, you've shown an evidence after evidence. I have banners all over my station wall. And these banners show all the conferences that I had that I could bring these back in. It shows 2 years to 3 years, I think. Is it 2 years, 2011, 2012? There has to be a 2010 in here. There's no 2010. Okay, either way, there's like 2 to 3 years of banners up here. And I'm excited about it, because I see these banners and it reminds me that God uses me, that God took me to places, that the miracle power, work, and healing power of God changed people's lives. It did. And it does. It's not something for yesterday. It's something for today. I tell you, God has a reason that he tells you to do things. You don't never know. But like I said, I let go of that, and I resigned. I don't know what it is, but I stopped being a church pastor and just became a member of the church, and to focus more on my ministry on Sundays. But not only that, but to release that, to let me continue to grow in the evangelism gift that I have. And I tell you this, my friends, I was a little bit concerned, because I'm letting go of X amount of dollars a month. But do you know that our ministry did 3 times the normal that month that we normally bring in? Not 3 times. Well, that amount that was missing was 3 times amount. 3 times that amount came back in. And I'm like, wow, Lord, that's awesome. And then this month, not a week went by when there was a need that God did not bring a check or a gift or a donation somehow, some way to us for the need that we have. And today, when I got back from the post office, just driving by, always stop on Tuesdays and Thursdays or so when I'm coming to the station to do a live show, and there was a gift in the mail waiting from us, from a good friend and good church in the valley. And that was a blessing to us, an unexpected gift. And that confirmed my heart's desire to put this entire station and to do something bigger with it, and to do the work that we need to do. Course takes funds. And I said, Lord, I love this thing, I want this thing, but God, it's going to cost me exactly an extra about $200 to $300 more a month than I normally pay. And I don't have the budget, but I don't have the budget in my hands, but I have the budget in my spirit. And I know that it's interesting that I have taken on more operating costs when I let go of what was being given to me. And God, in his amazing math, he adds, he multiplies, he doesn't subtract when he's blessing you and wanting you to do things. His gifting will bless things. That it moved me forward on this, and that the funds for that is already here. And he's just showing me that he is in control of what he has for us to do. Let me read you this real quick, if I can find it, from this book, Power to Heal. And something that Joan Hunter put in this book. And if you don't know Joan Hunter is the daughter of Francis and Charles Hunter. And she has her own healing ministry. And she's had it for many, many, many years. And it is amazing. It is amazing. She touches people's lives all the time. And she ministers to people all over the world. And she's in demand, and she's always booked. Every time I meet her, she's going somewhere to preach that night, and she'll be there for a few days. And it's amazing. It's teaching me how to do ministry more effectively. Because I go to these conferences and stuff, and I need to make sure I have things to do besides just the conference. So I'm doing that a little bit at a time, and I get so busy, I don't know if I can have any more contacts in that area as well. But anyway, and she wrote this. Okay, let me read this. She was having an issue with her. She was divorced earlier in her life, and when she was with her parents' ministry, I'm going to read it. It's on page 32 of the book, Power to Heal. It says, years ago, I would often go back to my hotel room dejected, frustrated. I knew that God had called me and was working through me, but the words of man were contradicting God. People sent letters to my parents to me saying I was a hypocrite and claiming that God couldn't use me because I had been divorced. I cried up to my Heavenly Father, God, just look at what they are saying. What about the blind eye? What about the deaf ear? They can see and hear now. What about the back that got healed? What about this one, that one, or that one? Some people said you couldn't use me, but all those people got healed tonight. Then he spoke to me through his Holy Spirit and said, just remember, they are not the ones who called you. I am. I quickly replied, yes, sir. I no longer allow those letters or phone calls to bother me. I don't have to answer those people. I only have to answer to God alone for fulfilling his call on my life. Someone else's opinion of me does not have to become my reality. I believe my Father, and that's what is important. Amen. 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 That is amazing. I'm actually highlighting it now because I just thought that was just an awesome story. And I'm going to read from the same, the next page in just a minute. But I just thought that was just an awesome story. Just an awesome story of what God has done. And have you ever been told that? Have you ever been told that you can't do it, that you shouldn't do it because you're not supposed to do it? You're not supposed to do it? You're not supposed to make it happen? And I've been told that all my life. When I started this TV station and the radio station and the publishing, I was told by people I love, really close, oh, you got to concentrate on one thing. You're never going to be successful if you do too many things. Well, I had a different belief, and I was trained differently. I could do a lot of things. And I tell you, the station hasn't missed a beat. I've been having a speech impediment lately, so I need you to pray with me. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's my teeth getting in the way or it's I'm not opening my jaw far enough. I have been having some problems. So pray for that for me. It doesn't matter. The station hasn't missed a beat. The TV station hasn't missed a beat. See, I'm about to have it again. The publishing hasn't missed a beat. And I tell you this, my friends. God has his hand on things. He does. We'll be right back. We're going to listen to a quick One Impact. We'll be right back.
One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do?
Has worry taken over your life? Do you worry about your finances, your job, your marriage, your kids? Welcome to One Impact Life. I'm Terry Squires, your host for today, and you've just tuned in to the 5-minute radio show that will change your life and the lives of others. One Impact Life is based on the NIV One Impact Bible. It's all about our one true God who knows you, loves you, and sees you. The one person you are in Jesus, and the one impact we're all called to do. You know, worry, it can consume our lives, especially when things just aren't going our way. I know in my own life, years ago, I was facing hard times in my ministry, and I couldn't understand why. I was doing everything I possibly could do. I was stepping out on faith, and I was trusting God. But worry consumed me. And as a single mom at that time, I wondered how I was going to handle all the finances of the ministry. And how was I going to keep my sons in Christian schools? How was I even going to provide for them? But Jesus states in Luke 12, verse 22 through 26, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life or what you will eat or about your body or what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, but yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than birds? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?" But even though Jesus reminds us not to worry, life can really take a hold of us. But one day, my heart was changed when I focused on Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything," let me repeat that, "but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." Wow. "But in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Instead of worrying, give it over to the one who knows you best and loves you most. He won't let you down. Sometimes we go through difficult times to build our character and to learn to persevere because God is doing something bigger in our lives. He's teaching us. He's molding us for something we haven't even begun to see. I know now, looking back, that God was teaching me and preparing me for my future. He didn't let me down, and He won't let you down either. Won't you let go of your worrying and let God do amazing things in your life? Give Him thanks for everything in your life, good and bad, because He is building something great for your future. If you have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at terry@terrysquires.com or visit my website at terrysquires.com. So until next time, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And don't forget to make your one impact.
The first and last miracles of Jesus were at a wedding in Cana, and then at His own funeral when He rose from the grave. Although we think of weddings as full of hope and brightness and funerals as dark and hopeless, for Christians this is not the case. The joy of the union of two souls on their wedding day lifts our hearts with gladness, but the separation of a loved one brings us deep sadness. Yes, even for Christians there is a sense of loss, but there is also a tremendous hope. At the passing of a Christian, they leave us for a while, but they go to be eternally united with Jesus, and we have the assurance of being reunited with them in heaven. Therefore, what at first seems two very different occasions are not so different after all. Both are a celebration of life. The new life of the happy couple who are full of love for each other, and the life of the deceased who passed into eternal union with the lover of his soul.
And one of the reasons we're excited is because we have such a great artist, author here. You're from the Houston area as well.
I am. Northwest Houston area of Magnolia, Tomball, Pinehurst area.
Oh, I know that area pretty good. You know, I go to Burger Fresh over there in Tomball. It's one of the biggest burgers you can get.
I haven't heard of it, but that's because I travel so much.
Yeah, it is. So it's really good burger. I love burgers. Anyway, but yeah,
I'll have to tell my husband about it. And
then
so forth.
My wife, she goes to Tomball for her clinicals for she's a respiratory therapist, so she's at Tomball a lot as well. So we kind of know we're neighbors. We're
yes,
neighbors.
We are, and have to meet in Florida.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy? Oh wow, you have a lot of things you've written and put together in here in this book. Supernatural Provision.
Yes.
Supernatural Provision. That's just that title alone is pretty powerful.
It is. It's an awesome book.
Awesome. And
And what made you come up with that particular title?
Well, Bob Whitaker Sr. actually gave it to the name of the book, and I have had a lot of other titles, and he goes, no, I want something else in there. And I said, okay, you know, we were just kind of talking about supernatural provision and how God wants to take care of you no matter what the world has to say, no matter what's on the news, that God wants to take care of you, and that's according to his word. But we as Christians need to start believing the word over the world news.
Wow. Though, yeah, that is true. That is true, because a lot of times we tend to not look at what God can do, and we get so caught up with what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to realize. Now, you've written several other healing books as well?
I've written books on body, mind, soul, spirit, and finances.
How many titles have you written, darling?
10. I've got 10, actually. All of them aren't quite, and they're not all there in front of you.
Oh, wow.
But I do have 10. I have another one just came out called Freedom Beyond Comprehension. It's being released yesterday officially.
What was your first book?
My first one is Healing the Whole Man Handbook, and it is several hundred pages of diseases, what they are, and how to pray. My parents, being Charles and Frances Hunter, their ministry was headquartered in the Kingwood area, and we had an awesome time.
That's where I know you from.
Yeah.
I used to go to, they rented the church to the Chalettes.
That yes, was, yes. Uh-huh.
I used to
dome there.
Yeah, I remember, I remember that, and that's where I've seen you from.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize you. And okay, hey, we're family.
Yeah, there we go. I just moved across town there.
Yeah, yeah, and so you were raised in the healing ministry.
I was. My mom and dad got married when I was 16.
Okay.
And got the baptism when I was about 18, and then at that point, I did a lot of traveling with them. Before my mom got the baptism, I did some traveling. And then when they got the baptism, I did some more traveling with them for about 35 years.
Wow.
And co-pastored church in Dallas for 18 years. And have just continued traveling all over the world. And the difference and augmentation of between me and my parents' ministry is they went after physical healing, which I do also. But I go after what brought the physical ailment on.
Oh, wow.
Like stress and trauma.
Okay.
And different root causes and different things like that. And what would feasibly bring on the sickness, not to let's get it healed temporarily, let's get whatever brought it on gone.
Wow.
And in addition to that, then, you know, you get your healing too.
Now, how did you get involved in that part of it, though?
Because I went through hell.
Well, we all do.
There you go.
You know, I don't know of any healing minister that doesn't go through hell to get to where they got to go.
But I went through hell about 13 years ago. Being faced with divorce, growing up, being abandoned by my father, teachers telling me I was dumb, stupid, ignorant, never be able to read or write. And that's my Freedom Beyond Comprehension is my 10th book, which that in itself is a miracle. And how I had to break those word curses spoken over me. And then about 13 years ago was faced with divorce after 25 years of marriage and four of the most incredible daughters that you can imagine. And then in addition to that, there is, going through the heartache of that, him finding out for sure, knowing that he wouldn't and couldn't, but finding out for sure that he had been living a double life as a homosexual.
Oh, my.
And standing, praying, believing, and then finally God released me to get the divorce. And by going through that time, you know, if you're weak, you'll be destroyed. And if there's a lion on the inside, the lion will come out. If for no other reason but to protect your children, and in particular the lioness. Mm. And so I discovered that I had a lot of strength on the inside of me that I never thought I had. And God just removed the shackles of the shy and the, you know, the timid and the worthless, hopeless type person and made me into who I am today. But I had to be willing to get rid of that covering.
Yes.
Of the worthless and no good and who wants to listen to me.
Wow, wow. So do you go out and preach as well?
I do. I travel full time and go do a lot of foreign countries. I'll be doing Panama this year, Ireland this year. I'm getting ready to go to Canada in about a week, and that will be my 11th time in Canada, and I have two more trips to Canada this year.
Oh, my. That's pretty
good.
So
that's a lot in Canada this year, and then Panama,
yeah.
City, Panama. And, also.
And you do the healing ministry like your parents as well?
I do, but I also deal with, once again, the root causes.
The root causes.
You know, it's like...
So do you workshops or is it like...
I do healing schools. I do, you know, seminars. I actually do ordination services.
Didn't your parents have like a healing school?
Right.
Okay.
But once again, mine's augmented with the root causes, getting rid of the spirit of trauma and rejection. Abandonment.
That's important because
it is phenomenal.
No one's talked about that. No one's directed anything towards it. I mean,
right.
It is completely, I'm not going to say ignored, but it's passed up.
Well, what happens is that most people tell you to learn to live with it. I don't want you to learn to live with it, man. Let's get over
what's
it.
What's the word that I've heard? Suck it up.
Yeah, suck it up. Just get over it, you know.
Get tough.
Like it didn't happen. Well, in the book, Freedom Beyond Comprehension, there's a chapter in there about erasing the pain of your past. Not just, well, just, you know, put it down and learn to deal with it, but literally being able to forget it. Now, you'll remember that this person hurt you, but what they did, God wants to erase it, which is scriptural because of Paul saying, forgetting those things which are behind me. Hmm. And he had to forget his past in order for God to use him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, yeah, look at his past. Look what he did.
He brought havoc to the church and arrested Christians and all kinds of stuff.
Imagine the guilt. Imagine the conviction. Imagine just the...
How can God use me?
Imagine the hate of his own self.
Yes.
I mean, just that right there. All that.
And nobody would trust him because they knew him as Saul.
He had to rebuild his entire life.
Everything.
And that is true. That's
mm-hmm.
true. And
But he prayed for God to, you know, help him to forget his past. But in addition to that, he was saying, God, if you really want to use me, they're going to need to forget who I was also.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm glad you write these titles. So you have 10 titles out already?
Mm-hmm.
And when did you start writing? What year was that?
Probably about 7-8 years ago. I've actually lived a lot of these things, and now I'm just putting them into print. But The Healing the Heart, that one is my testimony of overcoming betrayal. And 2 days after divorce, being diagnosed with breast cancer. So basically, my life was over financially, mentally, emotionally, physically.
Wow. Wow.
And how God supernaturally healed me. But I need to get rid of the unforgiveness, the anger, the bitterness, the trauma, stress, worry in my life. And at that point, the trauma, I should say, the breast cancer left because I was no longer feeding it.
Mm.
And my books really deal with starving sicknesses.
Wow. Now I see that there's a CD or DVD in the back.
There is a CD that comes with that and free with the book. The book is $15.
Now, isn't that amazing? You get a free CD when you get the book. That's good.
My publishers wanted it in there. They said they need to hear you and hear your anointing.
Well, my sister, I'm gonna offer you this. If you give me some of your teachings and stuff that you have in audio, even in video, I will put them on my station.
That would be awesome.
And it's online, but we got 3.5 million listeners in the last 3 years.
That's great.
And we got about 20,000 people off and on the place, so it'll be great just to get them to get this because we have a prayer and counseling channel, and I'll put you right on that channel.
That would
be
great.
You would fit in that channel because it deals with that stuff.
Well, you can start off by putting that one on there.
Okay, good. I have your permission.
Yes.
I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this book. How long did it take you to put this one together?
Well, I lived the book first.
Absolutely.
And, yes,
like all your titles.
Pretty much. And either that or other friends that have had personal experiences and so forth. But that particular one, you know, God has blessed me through the years. But I believe that right now in these years of 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, when the world's economy is going down, that this is when we need to trust God more than ever in our lives. That we need to trust him and that he is going to supernaturally provide. Like manna, whether manna or money, God's going to supply it and he's going to do it supernaturally.
Wow, and that's something that needs to be understood. I mean, no matter what the economy looks like, no matter who's in office, no matter what the world is saying, that there's provision, godly provision,
mm-hmm.
that only God can get. And it has to, you know, I always believe this, that you have to get the revelation. You do.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can hear me preach it. They can hear you preach it. They can hear the same principles that we always say. But until the revelation is made to them, until they get it, it's not going to change them.
Mm-hmm.
And
somebody had a copy before the book came out, the CD was there. And she goes, God, I have listened to the CD 5 times. Why is it not working? Why is it not working? And you know, God will answer you if you listen to him. And he says, you've been listening, but you haven't done it.
Wow.
And so until she got the revelation of not only listening, but doing, And she was living in a mobile home with her son, single mom, met a guy, got married, lives in a beautiful home, several acres of land, and living her dream. And it's absolutely incredible with what God is doing.
Amazing.
And especially what God has done Amen. In her life.
Amen. So tell us some more things about this book. What else are we going to find in this?
You're going to find keys to set you free financially. You're going to find keys that have been holding back your harvest and what to do about it. You're going to have keys to getting rid of any kind of hindrances that's keeping blank from happening. And on the CD, I talk about if you're having trouble getting pregnant or your children, say this prayer. And so I said, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I command all hindering forces to go, da 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 da. And in the name of Jesus, I just speak a baby born within 1 year. And I said my daughter's name under breath, if you can't hear on the tape. She got pregnant 4 days later. and my granddaughter is 2.5 years old now. She's having another baby next month.
And she was having difficulties?
She had been trying for several years and couldn't get pregnant.
You know, that's so common now.
It is.
And
because of stress.
Is it stress?
Oh, yeah, stress.
Okay.
And stress is producing too much, getting the pH out of balance.
Okay.
And it's causing a lot of acid. And one of the greatest spermicides is stress and the acid in the vaginal area.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got to send everybody to a massage therapist and
relax.
And then go back home.
And quit trying.
And go back home.
Yeah, and then go back home. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. I love you. This is cool.
Good.
This is beautiful stuff. I love the back. See miraculous breakthroughs, overcome poverty and loss, become debt free, prosper in the midst of adversity, have all your needs met, apply wealth building secrets, thrive in uncertain times. That's powerful.
It is. God's raising up millionaires right now, and he's looking to who he can trust with finances, and who he can trust is those who have been faithful in the little. They will become rule over much.
And you know what? I really believe it. And I'm just saying this. I love my listeners, but I know there may be a few out there just shaking your heads. You know, what is that?
It's all about money.
It's prosperity gospel. Yeah. No, it's about what God wants
in
our life.
It's about you. Get whoever is hearing my voice. It's about you being blessed financially.
Amen.
It's not about me and money coming to me because God's blessing me supernaturally. I'm out of debt, home, cars, everything.
Amen.
Ministry is out of debt. We're now building as money comes in. Buildings are being made and brought up, and we're in the process of pouring the foundation just very shortly.
Great.
Incredible things are happening.
Mm.
And this
amazing.
Is what God wants. You know, and the ministry tithes. I personally tithe. And and God is just blessing, and he's opening up the windows of heaven.
Amen.
The scripture says, my God's going to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It doesn't say, my God's going to supply all of my needs according to the economy or according to my job.
Amen.
And too many people are concentrating on the economy and their job. And, I'm on a limited income. Well, with God, you're unlimited, but use wisdom.
Amen.
And don't limit it to what you know is coming in every, as your pay period.
You're a fireball.
I am. I'm passionate about finances.
Amen. Amen.
And healing in every area and being set free.
Well, I really want to partner with you however way we can and getting your material and getting it on the air. And at least, that our average listening audience is 6.5 hours on our talk radio, 4 hours on sermon, 3.5 hours on music, and then the Counseling and Prayer channel is new. It takes me about 6 months to really launch a channel. So I'm sure that we have Joan Hunt on there, or June Hunt.
Joan.
Yeah, in there, so she's doing good.
Yeah, June Hunt.
Yeah, and then so we'd love to put you right in there with her as well. And because this stuff is, we need to break down those foundations that are
and
around
get
these
free.
People. Yes.
Get free.
Get free. Absolutely. Please tell everybody how to get the book and your website as well.
Website, very simple, joanhunter.org. And you can get it available in my teaching material. CDs, DVDs, etc. are available there. Once again, joanhunter.org.
Amen. Thank you so much, Joan.
God bless you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
I know we've met each other. Definitely over there where your parents have the place. And it's good to see how it all comes around just to say hi again. And we've got to get you in the studio, especially if you're in the Houston area.
Mm-hmm.
All right. God bless you. Thanks for coming to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll be right back with another great guest.
You've been listening to RevMediaNetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily, 24/7, on your online connection.
Amen. Welcome back to the show. And I'm grateful that you're listening to the broadcast and you're part of it. And I hope that you enjoyed that interview. I know I did. And I remember that interview so well because, well, I just heard it. But not only that, but man, she's just passionate. She's passionate about seeing God just move in people. And passionate for you to realize. Now, you know, I don't know if you understand, her parents were strong ministers, but of healing. And they're in this book that I just read. I don't have it with me. It's God's Generals, the Healing Evangelist. And wow, I love that title. Healing Evangelist, his miracle working men and women of God. And I read that book, so inspired. They're probably the last, I think they were the last ones in the book, according, because I think it went according to years, and they're the last ones in the book on there. And it was an amazing story about them, because they weren't like the normal healing evangelists. In fact, in the book, most of these, like Oral Roberts, Jack Cole, all these great men of God, Lester Sumrall, all these men of God that just went out there and did the work of God and ministered the gospel. And they're pretty much solo act, if you want to call it that way, that they'd go out there and by themselves, you know, people would line up and Oral Roberts' big old right hand would smack them in the head and they'd be healed. Not smack them, but you know what I mean. But Charles and Joan were one of the few that were out there that were teaching, you know, this miracle working power, you can do it. You don't need a big time minister to come in and pray for you. Lay your hands on that person and see them delivered. If you have a sickness, put your hand where your sickness is and pray, and your prayers will be answered by God. They were very, very in tune on that, and they really taught the church that they needed to act in God's miracle working power. In fact, they talked to millions of people in their lifetime. Amazing. And they had millions of converts and millions of healing ministers being come out of their organization. And I don't want to say millions of healing ministers, several thousands at least. And I thought that was just amazing. And something I read in Joan's book was really amazing as well, Power to Heal. She said that a lot of times people aren't getting healed because people aren't laying hands. You have to lay hands on people for them to be healed. You have to lay hands on them for people to be delivered. The Bible says that they shall lay hands on them and they shall recover. Well, who's when's the last time you laid hands on someone? When you put your hands on someone in faith and believe that God will heal them. And in her book, she also put that she had to be able to lay hands on someone every day, 4, 5, 6 people at least. Just lay hands and believe God's going to heal them. There's nothing that we do but follow the word of God, the scriptural word of God, and the healing is here today. It is here today. I want to read you something else that I found in the book that I told you I would. And that is this. It is, oops, almost took my marker out. No matter what problem, this is page 33, no matter what problem might be keeping you from being used by God, whether it is in sin, life, you're in your life, physical or emotional difficulty, a social or relationship, something problem with that, a financial crisis. Remember that God is not limited by your circumstances. The next time you feel that you can't do it, use, or God can't use you, just remember this. Noah drank too much. Abraham was too old. Jacob was a liar. Leah was ugly. Joseph was abused. Moses had a speech problem. Gideon was afraid. Samson was a womanizer. Rahab was a prostitute. Jeremiah was too young. Timothy had a weak stomach. David had an affair and was a murderer. Elijah was suicidal. Jonah ran from God. Naomi was a widow. Job went bankrupt. Peter denied Christ. The disciples fell asleep while praying. Martha worried about everything. And the Samaritan woman was divorced more than once. Zacchaeus was too small. And Lazarus was dead. Guys, you ain't no excuse. You ain't got no excuse, how we say it in Texas. There's no excuse. Remember, this book is called Power to Heal, Experiencing the Miraculous by Joan Hunter. You can get it at any bookstore. It's Whitaker Publisher, one of my favorite publishers. Mr. Whitaker's met Bob Whitaker at the ICRS in July of last year. Very good man of God. Very in tune to what the Spirit is doing. So get your book anywhere books are sold, and you can probably go to WhitakerHouse.com and find it. But most likely, you can go to JoanHunter.com and just buy straight from the author's website. That's always encouraging when the author website sells something and that they get the sale done. It's amazing. It always makes you feel good. At least I do. I sell a book, I'm like, wow. Someone wants to read something I did? Wow. Let me send you all my books. You might have just bought one, but I send them all and say, hey, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. But God is good, my friends. He is able to do anything that we need him to do when we needed to do it. A good friend wrote on his Facebook the other day, but I read it today. And my goodness, I may go to it. In fact, I'm going to do that. I've never done this on the air, but I'm going to go to my Facebook and read what my friend had put on there, because I think it was so powerful that I think that you will be blessed with it. It take me about 3 minutes to read. We may go over just a hair, but that's okay. This is my station. Well, you know, coming up with the saying, this is my station, it's good. But the thing is this, if I go over on the new system that we're getting, it's just going to cut me off. So I'm going to have to be to the T, my brother, to the T. It's going to be some training involved and stuff. But let me see if I can get into that Facebook there real quick. I want to read this to you. It touched me. His brother, Clarence Dalrymple, he was my guest, my friend, that I had an appointment last week that I had to shut the show off right on time because I had to get to we had a meeting and stuff about some stuff, how we can help him and how we can be a part of him. I really, really, really take it seriously when I help other ministers, because I am doing the work to help them, to push their ministry forward. I'm honored that they call. Now, if I can't help them, not just because I don't want to help them, but because I just can't. There's sometimes I can't do everything for everyone, and I let them know and tell them, hey, I love you, and I just can't do it. And there's some things that I can't do, or it's going to take too much time. And I just don't believe that I can do a good job at it, so I let them know. But there's a lot of them that I do help, and I'm able to help and able to do the work of an evangelist and a minister and in books and media, wherever I can, I'll do it. Now, I'm looking for him, and I can't find him, but I'm just going to have to do a search. There it goes. That's a lot quicker than going through my whole feed line. Anyway, here it goes. Is it this one? Yes, this is this one here. Sudden miracles. God has never left his children alone and in a lurch. God suddenly shows up strong for believers. It is easy to give up and accept the things as you see them. One of the lies of the enemy is that nothing is ever going to change. But I want to exhort you today. It does not matter how long you have been in your circumstances. God can and will change things in an instant. He will turn it all around. Just one touch of God's power can heal your body. One touch of his favor and he will bring promotion. One touch of his goodness can solve your problem. Just one touch from God can instantly change your life. I want to encourage you today, keep believing, continue to stay on the word, and don't ever lose the hope that you have in you. God is working behind the scenes. God is working during the night and the darkness. Your time of victory is coming up, and a breakthrough is going to happen. In an instant, you will experience victory. And in an instant, suddenly, you shall be visited and delivered by the Lord of hosts. Isaiah 29, 5-6, Amplified Bible. Isn't that awesome, my friends? I hope you enjoyed the show. Praise God. That's Brother Clarence Dalrymple. You can follow him on Facebook at Clarence Dalrymple. Look for him. He's a really good man of God. And he used to be a pastor at Lakewood Church in the early beginnings of the church. Good man, and honored to help him do his books and his media. God bless you. We'll see you next time. I want to thank Joan Hunter for being on the show today via a recording that we had in her book that we talked about. Remember, Power to Heal. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time on The Midwatch. We love you.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its hosts.